Soaking in them rays. Ignite Your Purpose, episode 161. We are live in nature. I think this is one of the first times we've been outside. And today we are talking about what, John?
I'm not too sure. We had a rough conversation. Today's conversation, it is about how typically, generally through life, we all sign up for things and maybe not so often see them through with the gym memberships or the club memberships or the courses or packages we sign up for. So we're going to get deep into that just through our experience in Canada this week. But as always, we are Ignite Your Purpose.
Yes, we are.
We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual knowledges. We call it the mind, body, soul trifecta. Always
negative to positive every day, all day, baby step after baby step till it becomes a lifestyle. Now, the reason we were talking about courses and how people come and go was because John and I just finished a 9-part series. We went crazy over the last 2 weeks, got our course set together, did a free one, did the next step, and he was asking me on the courses I've been on, you know, who's still continuing on, who's still doing what. And it brought up, you know, for both of us, like, okay, how many times have you been to the gym? You know, and everybody, you know, hits hard January 2nd. And then by January 15th, there's nobody there. So they've paid for a year, or they paid for the month, or they paid for 2 years or two months. And then you just never see them.
Yeah.
Was that
similar on the course? You may have had 20 guys on the course for the London Real.
Yeah.
And how many of those saw it through, delivered on the free 3-part course or the 6-part course or beyond?
Exactly. Well, and even during the course, people fell off, you know. So I think it also has a lot to say with how expensive something is.
Yeah.
You know, if something's cheap, like, a cup of coffee, maybe you're not going to really take it that seriously, I think. But if something is, man, you're saving up for it. You're not doing something because of it. Oh, I was going to go on a vacation, but instead I want to buy this, whatever it is, so I'm working hard for it. Maybe that's what it takes to get you to finish something.
Yeah.
Prioritize.
Maybe. I was thinking there's a phrase I picked up in the last year, and it's called the clouds and the dirt, or some might call it the macro and the micro, the big and the small. Is we all want the clouds. We all want the end goal, whether it's the gym body or the super duper course that we've signed up for, or to create a brand and a business. We want the money rolling in. But very few of us are prepared to focus in on the day-to-day work and grind and hustle that's required to get there. Be that getting up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to meditate, to get your headspace sorted, to go to the gym, to get your gym body, to just jump on your computer after you get in from work at 6 or 7 and work till midnight to do the market research, to work out where the gaps are, to work out your particular niche.
It's easier to just put in a couple hours a day and clock out and call it a day.
And certainly I've done that when setting up businesses before. You know, I've got excited, I put in a little bit of work, but actually when it comes to doing it day in, day out, it soon becomes very easy to get distracted and talk about the when I have, when we will, in 6 months, rather than focusing on the day-to-day action of creating a better version of what you have tomorrow than it is today. So,
and it is, it's those baby steps, right?
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, it's, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and that is the truth.
Yeah.
We've been through it these last 2 weeks, and, you know, we are fatigued, we are tired, we are cranky, we are da-da-da-da-da, but we continue on because there's such a want for it.
Yeah.
Now, how does that differentiate between you and I paying $50 for a gym membership per month and not showing up? Yeah. Is it the mindset? Is it the value of the dollar you put on it? The value of the worth of what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah.
Or is the bag of chips at the end of the day, or the movie, or, you know, going to try and get laid, or, you know, whatever, is that more important?
It's interesting now because we're learning to talk about 10xing, thinking about the bigger picture. But in reality, the value and the personal development with which I'm getting and gaining and experiencing through this last 10 days of just, right, let's not grinding. Do interviews this week. Let's just make a course. And the just the
issues that came up with that.
The issues, the technical issues.
The mind, the brain, yeah, that the, you know, the creativity.
The creativity is the word I was looking for. Go. Thank you, sir. And how we, you know, we're spending a shedload of time with each other. Max is sacrificing time that he would be spending with his girlfriend, and mine is away doing business. But they both know that we believe in this process, and we believe that this end goal and end journey will be worth it. Not only for ourselves, but for the people that we aim to help. You know, not the ones or the twos, but the hundreds, thousands, or even tens of thousands of people that will just pick up on one tiny little snippet, one little golden nugget, because we've been bothered to sit down and to deliver this course front to back in a week. So that's it, really. I think it's more the takeaway I'd give you is, have the big ideas, the big plans, and the big goals. And we don't have to have short-term and long-term goals, but think about what you can do today. How can I be better today to get there?
It's a, you know, and still, not that we've answered the question, because we're obviously getting super, super deep in the mind and the psyche, but one of the things we want to avoid is, you know, people signing up for the course and not following through, because our course isn't how to make more money, how to how to 10x. No, dude, this is about your health. This is about longevity. This is about the long
wellness.
Run. This is about wellness. So we want, truly from the bottom of our hearts, because we've changed ourselves, we want them to stick through this. Yeah. So we made this course as base as we could, going back for us to step one, day one. And you know, there was days when you take one step forward, eight steps back,
and we fall off, and that's we fall fine. Backwards. But
we always got back on the horse, and I want to make sure that the people that join us in our family, in our tribe, on our journey with them, they stick with it. Yeah. So we're trying to get down to that bone psyche, that bear psyche of how to make that happen for them. And I know you can't make that happen for somebody else. You can lead the horse to the water. You can't make a drink. You got to hit rock bottom before you jump back up. I get understand all that, but we will force feed these people to make it happen. I don't know. We just really want it to happen.
We will lay it out straight and simple, super basic, that there can be no excuses for it's too complex or it's too expensive.
Man, we made it.
Throughout, you look all around the world, people believe that there's the more complex and the more parts or sections there are to anything, and you've got to stop doing this and stop doing that and start doing this and this and this and this and this and this, and they believe that the more complex things are, the more value they get from it. But in my experience personally, the more complex something is, it is the more hurdles there are to trip over.
That just sounds so complicated.
Let's just keep it simple, straightforward. We will deliver more complex, more detailed, more in-depth explanations.
But you got to get down the line. Yeah, you got to get there first.
But on those days when you're tired and you're fatigued, you've got the basic steps in your back pocket or in your rucksack to pull out for doing the easy stuff. So you do something each and every day to make it better.
That's it. That's all. And that goes with the gym. That goes with your mind. That goes with the food you put in your body. It's a simple, simple starting point. And it takes hard work, but at the same time, it's just you do it every day. It becomes a habit, it becomes a routine, it becomes a lifestyle.
Part of your lifestyle.
That's it.
It's not a hack. It's not a shortcut. It's not a trick.
It is hard work.
It's just life.
Yeah. And then it just becomes life, and you don't even think twice about it. It's hard work to go back to the way you were. We go back to the matrix, that red pill, that blue pill. It's hard to be awake, man.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing feeling.
And then you're 40, and then you're 50, and then you're 60, 70, 80, 100, and you're still doing the stuff you're doing today. Maybe not running up the hill, but you're still walking up the hill. You're still driving yourself around. You're still reading the paper yourself.
Longevity, people. That's what we're aiming
for. Spending time with your children and your grandchildren. It's about it's not a lifespan, it's a health span. It's about living older, better.
Somebody said, I'll leave them with this. Somebody said to me the other day, well, I don't know I want to live much past 75. That's what he said to me. Until I said, man, check out my boy. I was working out with him in Maui. 73 years old, man. Killing CrossFit workouts, ultra marathoner. He's got another 25 years. Why wouldn't you want to? Goes back to living for something. That's
indeed
all I got, people.
And on that note,
purpose.
Thank you. We'll see
you. Subscribe, like, join us, hang out, party with us. It's all the same. We just love life. We're just trying to be better. We want you to join the team. It's that simple. Thank you so much.
Be part of our crew. Bye-bye.